This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA flash briefing.
Billion to One's non-invasive prenatal blood test helps diagnose hereditary and rare diseases in fetuses. It's now available in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. The test was previously only available in the United States, but it's now commercialized by Aleuthia for Europe. The test is called Unity, and it only requires a small sample of the mother's blood. It can determine whether the baby will be at high risk for SMA, plus other single gene disorders like cystic fibrosis, sickle cell disease, and other inherited blood disorders. Oguzhan Ate is founder and CEO of Billion to One. He was delighted to launch the test in Central Europe and make the tool available outside the US for the first time. With Aleuthia's genetic testing and regulatory experience and their extensive physician network in Central Europe, they are confident that this test will dramatically improve the standard of prenatal care in Europe. SMA is an autosomal recessive disorder, and it's caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene. This means that for children to develop the disease, they must inherit a copy of a mutated gene from both the mother and the father. A carrier is an individual who has only one mutated copy of this particular gene, and often will not show any disease symptoms. Carriers have a 50% chance of passing the mutant copy to their children. When both parents are carriers, the child has a 25% chance of developing SMA. Only a small sample of the mother's blood is required for the Unity test. First, the test determines whether or not the mother is a carrier for the disease. If the mother is a carrier, then the fetal DNA is screened. The detection rate for the Unity prenatal blood test is between 90% and greater than 99%. This exceeds the gold standard threshold for SMA carrier screening. Previous clinical trials have shown that screening fetal blood is 100% accurate. The test uses a new technique called quantitative counting template method. It ensures accurate quantification and counting of DNA molecules. The Unity screening process is also fast. It takes up to 2 weeks rather than 12. Overall, the possibility to prenatally screen for these highly relevant diseases will have a huge impact. It allows pregnant women to make informed decisions about their pregnancy, but in particular, it allows the efficient implementation of new therapy options.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. The following is one of my older columns, which was published on March 27th, 2018. Independence means proactive living. Over the years, I've talked with many SMA individuals and people with other disabilities who crave more independence in their lives. Beyond the physical limitations that come with having a disability, the biggest frustrations have to do with finding resources to become more independent. Society doesn't exactly make it easy for us to live on our own and acquire proper care. And for many, the concept of living independently is too much of a logistical nightmare to even consider. I get it. I'm 26 and I still live at home with my parents. When I think about the fact that my siblings, friends, and people I went to school with are either on their own or married, I imagine how cool it would be to live in an apartment of my own with caregivers to stay with me. At the same time, I know it would require me to work through countless loopholes and figure out how I could afford it all. Even with a full-time job that pays well, I'd have to cover not only my living expenses, but also pay for the caregivers for additional hours that aren't covered by the government. Nevertheless, while I still live at home, I also enjoy a significant amount of independence in my daily life. I have a great full-time job and am building my career as a comics writer. I have an awesome caregiver who works with me throughout the week. Plus, I have an active social life and friends who give me rides when we're hanging out. And I can't remember the last time I asked my parents for money. Still, None of these things simply fell into my lap. Whether it was acquiring my job at BioNew Services or getting proper care, I had to be proactive. After graduating college in fall 2016, I applied for part-time jobs, networked on LinkedIn and Twitter, and sent out writing samples to websites and magazines before eventually coming across SMA News Today. When I'm looking for a new caregiver, I'm the one who calls agencies and schedules interviews. I do the hiring, not my parents. In college, I really had to be proactive and make sure that I had the care I needed while I was on campus. Whether it was getting from class to class, getting to the student media offices where I worked, or just making sure I had someone to eat lunch with to help me with my food, it was up to me to make sure that my needs were met and to ask for help when I needed it. I wrote about my college experiences a few years ago in the Muscular Dystrophy Association's Quest magazine, with the hope that it might encourage other SMA individuals to pursue college in spite of their physical limitations. Attaining even the smallest amount of independence is no easy task when you have SMA. Whether it's going to school, finding a job, or acquiring the help you need to live independently, the obstacles can seem overwhelming. Yet, as an SMA individual who depends on my parents way less than I did just a few years ago, I can tell you that it all comes down to proactive living. Set goals for yourself, figure out a plan to achieve them, and then take the first step toward an independent lifestyle. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.